October 29th, translation continued.
So last night we were hearing the words of Bharat Maharaj to King Rahugana. Rahugana Tantapasanajati, Nachikandira Bohatriyadva, Nachandasakriya, Jatisurya, Vinamaha, Paradaropishaka. O Rahugana, one cannot achieve Krishna by worshipping the fire god, worshipping the sun god, worshipping the god of air or water. One cannot achieve it by austerities or by following even Vanashram Dharma. One can only achieve Sri Krishna if one performs Abhishek of one's head with a foot dust of a pure distinction. Mahapurush. Abhishek means like when we pour substances on the deity, Abhishek. Therefore, the king said, O Maharaj, by your darshan and by your instructions, my life is successful. The king continued, of all species of life, to take birth as a human being is the topmost. To take birth as a deva is not so fortunate as a demigod, because there is so much material enjoyment, they have no time for sadhusanga or for bhajan. Also in the heavenly planets where the demigods reside, there is no sadhusanga. Sadhus will not go to such a place, because there is too much enjoyment there. Therefore, where are sadhus present? On this earth planet. On this earth planet, especially where? In this India. And in India, where are sadhus especially present? In the holy towns, like Vrindavan, Navadvip, Jagannath Puri. Therefore, those sadhus like you, Bharat Maharaj, who always carry Bhagavan Rishikesh in their heart, they can purify anyone and all. They are not present in Swarga, they are only present on this earth. Therefore, this human birth is the topmost, because in the human form of life, one can avail of the opportunity of sadhu sangha. By that sadhu sangha, one can fortunately fix one's goal. Therefore, Gurudev says, how fortunate are we to be in sadhu sangha in this Vrindavan Dham? Therefore, we should take note, even the animal species have material enjoyment. Even a pig has 10 children at a go. Therefore, especially those who have adopted been given red cloth, they should be extremely careful. Because Maya is surrounding us on all four sides. She'll come in a very attractive form and say, I love you. We should enjoy together. Therefore, by this, by hearing this, we should not develop anticipation. Be careful, Maya will catch you. Even Bhagavan will not save you then. Who will save you? The harsh words of the sadhu, that will save you. Therefore, they give us some harsh words, you should tolerate. And those harsh words will save you from material existence. Therefore, that place where there is no harikatha, we should not go. Therefore, by performing pious activities, one may take birth on the heavenly planets. But there is a chance because there is so much material enjoyment, even there you may not respect the sadhus and Gurudev. The example in the Bhagavatam is of Indra. Indra was being worshipped by all the demigods. That time Guru Brihaspati came in, and Indra was thinking, oh no, now I will have to get off the Vyasasan and all will worship Gurudev. Therefore, Indra pretended not to see Brihaspati. Then Gurudev could understand he has too much false ego, and he disappeared from that. As soon as the demons heard, Indra has disrespected his spiritual master, they captured the heavenly planets. Therefore, it's extremely hard to stay in Mahatsangha, and it's extremely rare to get that chance of Mahatsangha. See, if people go to the holy places, the tirthas, to become purified. But the sadhu is so powerful, by putting his foot dust on the tirthas, he purifies even the holy places. Kurvanti. Even they purify the holy places, such as their potency. Therefore, those sadhus always carry in their heart Bhagavan. And in any situation, in any type of sangha, they chant the name, forms, and qualities of Sri Krishna. Therefore, the sadhu, will have some symptoms. The sadhu who engages in materialistic topic, that person is not a sadhu. A sadhu will take that materialistic guitar and bring it towards Bhagawan. That is the teaching of the sadhu. Therefore, the seventh canto, Sri Prahlada Maharaj, Matistava, Yukuramani, Sprisati, yet Ataha, and yet some yet para, Yogi Shekhar, and the Skinchina Sriyaja, but the Nitya. Prahlada Maharaj says, the people in this world, their hearts are contaminated by the desire to always engage in sensual enjoyment. How can such a person turn their mind towards the Lord? Only materialistic people with no false ego take the foot dust of a Nischinchin Vaishnava on their head. What does it mean to take the foot dust on the head? Like we see people and rubbing, even by force they make that Gurudev and rub. This is not called Abhishek. What is the real Abhishek from the spiritual master of the sadhu? That is to hear his words with complete faith. And as they instruct us to do, we should do. That is the real Abhishek. If we follow their instructions how to perform bhajan, this is the real bhajan of the spiritual master. Prahlada Maharaj also said, Nam Tivitu Swarathi Gatami Vishnu Durasaya Yamiha Agamaninas. Such people who are polluted by sensual enjoyment, they cannot reach Krishna until that time when they fall at the feet of such a pure bhajan.
एक समय देवाश्रोत संग्राम में महाराज मुकुंद जी को सेनापति बनाया. युद्ध चल रहा था उस समय में. मुकुंद जी कुछ थक गए थे तो शिव जी के पुत्र कार्तिकेय को उन्होंने सेनापति बनाया और इनको कहा कि आप बहुत दिनों तक हमारी युद्ध में रक्षा किए, आप कुछ बनना है. तो मुकुंद जी ने कहा, अच्छी बात है, मैं अपनी शाम करके सोना चाहता, इसलिए तुम लोग अभी हमको पृथ्वी लोक में पहुंचा दो और वहां पर हमारी नींद में कोई बाधा न डाल. देवताओं ने कहा, अच्छी बात. उन्होंने कहा, यदि आपको कोई सोते हुए जगा देगा जब करके खत्म हो जाएगा. फिर उनको पृथ्वी लोग ले आए. मथुरा के से थोड़ी दूर पर वह स्थान वो ग्वालियर के पास में कहीं है, धौलपुर में, धौलपुर में वो है जगह. एक गुफा में आकर के सो गए. उस समय में कृष्ण भाग रहे थे, काल यमन उनका पीछा कर रहा था. पीछा करते करते ये उसी गुफा में पहुंच गए और छिप गए. काल यमन ने कहा, हो वो दुष्ट यहीं पर छिप गया है और सो रहा है. उस समय में उसने पैर से ठोकर मारा, अरे कुछ छिप करके यहां सो रहा है, उठो हमसे युद्ध करो. जब ही से पैर से मारा क्या उसकी नींद टूट गई और उसके तरफ मैं ऐसे देखा, वो जल करके सामने कृष्ण को देखा, देख करके उनकी स्तुति करते हुए कहने लगे. आपकी कृपा के फल से जब संसारी मनुष्यों को संसार बंधन दूर होने का समय आता है, सभी आप ही की कृपा से साधु संघ मिलता है. जब ही साधु संघ मिल गया समझ लो, आज न कल न परसों जरूर ही तुम्हारा भवबंधन दूर हो जाएगा और कृष्ण के चरणों में प्रेम हो जाएगा। यह साधु संघ की महिमा है। सत्संग के प्रभाव से भवबंधन कटने की तो बात ही क्या, संसार बंधन माने अनादि काल से जन्मने मरने का दुख और तरह तरह के त्रितापों की ज्वाला, सब कुछ मिट जाने की तो बात ही क्या, आपके प्रति उनके शब्द से प्रेम उदय हो सकता है। इसीलिए कहते हैं जदातक सत्संगो को जब संग हो जाए, समझ लो कि मेरा भवबंधन और कट गया, अब कृष्ण की भक्ति बहुत निकट है, इसलिए उसको और अधिक प्रयास करके उत्कंठा और प्रेम के साथ में भगवान का भजन करना चाहिए। परावरे से कोई जाए थे, परावरे से पर अवर, अतः कार्य कारण समस्त जगत के नियंता पर ब्रह्म में, पर ब्रह्म कृष्ण में, अथवा परे परे माने ब्रह्मा इत्यादि देवता, और अपरे सार्थक मार्ग में जो जो जीव अभी रहते हैं उनके भी आप ईश्वर आपके चरणों में उनकी प्रेम उत्पन्न हो जाता है। इसलिए साधु संघ की महिमा अनंत और अपार है। और भी कुछ करें तो तब और ये प्रसंग चलेगा, इसके बाद में हम लोग
At the time of the great fight between the devas and the demons, that time Muchikunda Maharaj was made general of the army of the devas. Being tired by fighting, he took a benediction from the son of Lord Shiva, Kartikeya. What benediction he wants? Hari, I want to sleep, I want to rest. Therefore, put me on the other planet and I want to sleep. Yeah, the demigods put him in a cave near Gopur, not so far from Mathura. And they also gave him the benediction, anyone who wakes you up will be burned to ashes. So that time when Kalyavan attacked Mathura, Krishna entered out of the gates and ran away from him. And pursuing Krishna, Krishna entered that cave. At that time he hid in the side, and Kalyavan came in and saw one form sleeping on the ground. Kalyavan abused that person, thinking that was Krishna, but that was Muchikunda. Hey, what type of guy are you? Get up and fight like a man. And he kicked Krishna. He kicked that person. But unluckily for him, that was Muchikunda, who woke up and by his glance burnt into ashes. At that time, Muchikunda saw Krishna in the side of the cave and he prayed, Baba 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 Baba. He said, when the time comes from the living entity to become free from the bondage of birth and death, that time he achieves satsanga, association of the sadhus. By that satsanga, he can achieve rati towards Sri Krishna. What is by the powerful influence of satsanga, what to speak of the bondage of Maya being shattered? Here the bondage of Maya means the cycle of birth, death, old age and disease, as well as these suffering inflicted by the threefold miseries. Therefore, what to speak of becoming free from Maya, one can achieve Krishna Prema. Here the word has been used for Krishna, Parabara. Paravareshe. But here Para means the devas, headed by Brahma and Shiva. And Avara means the jivas of this world. Therefore Krishna is Paravareshe. He is the lord of both the devas and the jivas. He is the lord also of cause and effect. So by satsanga one achieves rati towards that paravarsha. Okay,
very Janama. Present here. Oh, come on, at once. Running.
Running. run.
And then that person, dancing person, he should be ready.
Oh, man.
What?
You didn't believe me.
Any news on the new number?
Last time,